from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We quickly become weary with man's words. I mean, to hear the same statements repeated time and time again, the same hackneyed expressions, the same exaggerated stories, how frustrating it all becomes. But the words of our God are so different. Hundreds, yes, even thousands of years after they have been spoken, the statements of truth from our Lord are still vibrant and fresh and full of encouragement. And it's His word that we are going to consider again today. But before we do, let's listen to a piece of music by Squire Parsons, The Greatest of All Miracles.
I wasn't there by the shores of Galilee when Jesus touched those blinded eyes and made them see. And though I did not see the end to that day, I still believe, for I know what Jesus did.
Brown, welcoming you along to another of our broadcasts on Gospel AM. You can study the words of Jesus day and night, but familiarity won't breed contempt. As the famous Baptist preacher C.H. Spurgeon put it, you shall beat them in the mortar of contemplation with the pestle of criticism, and their perfume shall but become the more apparent. dissect, investigate, analyze, and weigh the Master's teaching word by word, and you'll react to those words of Jesus in the same way that the people did in the days of his flesh when they cried out, "Never man speak like this man." It's that kind of encouraging and blessed word that's found in our text today, Matthew 11 in the verse 28. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Notice first of all the persons invited to receive this rest. "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden." That wide word "all" demands attention, because it gives a tremendous assurance to the person who thinks, there's no invitation for me in the gospel, there's no hope for me, there's no point in me listening to the gospel's warnings and welcomes, I'm excluded from them all. The Saviour, as if to answer that discouraging notion, phrases his invitation carefully. "Come unto me," he says, "all ye that labour and are heavy laden." Everyone who labours, and everyone who's heavy laden, who's drooping under a burden of anxiety and sin, is invited to come. I'm encouraged by that. The description of the person who's invited is a pretty full description. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 describes that person both actively and passively. "All ye that labour," that's the active description, for that points to the activity of a man who is ready to labour after salvation. But then he's also heavy laden, and that's a passive description. He is out there, and while he may be active in seeking salvation, he's wearied by the weight of the load that he's carrying. There are many today who are actively looking for salvation. They've been told that if they perform certain rites and ceremonies, the performance of those rites and ceremonies will save them. And they're performing the rites with great dedication, the yokes on their shoulders, and they're labouring diligently. I found these words in a parish newsletter that was passed to me recently. "Baptism cleanses us from original sin and is necessary for eternal life. Baptism removes original sin, and so it's important to receive it at the earliest possible moment in order to draw closer to God." The author of that article is claiming that the performance of a mere outward rite and ceremony can bring salvation to a soul. Problem is, you'll not find that teaching anywhere in the Bible. It wasn't taught by Jesus, nor by the apostles, nor by his disciples, nor by anyone. Not even the devil himself had the audacity to promote that kind of lie. It's a fanciful notion, and it's utterly fraudulent teaching invented by man. What a soul-destroying tragedy that anybody believes it. Some are labouring in sacraments. Others are labouring in self-denials, others are labouring in mortifications, others are labouring in church attendance, but the baseline is they're doing all these things in an effort to save themselves. And it's to these that the Lord addresses his loving admonition, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus, in effect, is telling them, this isn't the way to rest. Your self-imposed labours will end in disappointment. Leave off your wearying exertions. Believe in me, for I'll at once give you rest, the rest which my labours have earned for my people. One thing's certain. A soul which has to carry the load of its own sin and the load of divine wrath is heavy laden indeed. Atlas, with the world upon his back, had a light load compared with the sinner, upon whom mountains of sin and mountains of wrath are piled. They feel a weight of disappointment because their labour hasn't brought rest to their souls. They feel a burden of despair because they fear that deliverance will never come. Now these are the people whom the Saviour calls to himself. Those who are actively seeking salvation, those who are passively bearing the weight of their sin and the weight of divine wrath, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Maybe he's calling you today. "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Notice also not only the persons invited, but the precept laid down in our text. "Come unto me." Come. It's a simple word, but very full of meaning. To come is to leave one thing behind and to advance to another. Christ's call to you is simply to come. All of you today who are labouring and heavy laden, leave those efforts of your own. Leave your sins, leave your presumptions, leave all that you've trusted in up until this stage and come to Jesus. Advance towards him, rely upon him as your Saviour. Trust in him as having suffered in your place. That's what it means to come. Notice too that it's come unto me. The Bible doesn't say it's come to the Pharisees and come to the priests and come to the doctors of the law. Who'll instruct you in tradition? Who'll tell you about the jots and the tittles of the law? Who'll give you a rundown on the 300 plus rules and regulations that they've added to the Bible? Not at all. Salvation isn't a matter of rules and regulations. It's a living, vital union with a person, the Son of God, our Saviour. We are told to go past all of these outward things to Jesus. If you want rest today, you'll find it nowhere else than in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Charlotte Elliot was light-hearted and careless in life, hadn't a thought for her soul. When a godly preacher from Switzerland, Dr. Mallon, was staying in her house, Charlotte very abruptly told him to mind his own business when he asked her if she was a Christian. He didn't reply to her rude rebuff. But Charlotte was troubled at her conscience, and one day when Dr. Mallon was strolling in the garden, she came up to him, apologised for her rudeness, and said, "I'd like to come to Christ, but I don't know how." "Come just as you are," was his immediate reply. She did. Years later, when she was 45 and her body was ravaged by ill health, Charlotte Elliot wrote the now famous hymn, "Just as I am," without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We have seen the persons invited, the precept stipulated. The third thing to notice is the promise spoken. I will give you rest. There's no doubt about it. It's a rest that's a gift. It's also a rest that's guaranteed. We come to Jesus. We stretch out our empty hand of faith, and rest is given to us at once, most freely. We have it there and then. It's ours forever. It's a present rest. But not only is it a present rest, it's a perfect rest as well. We are not told here, nor is there even an implication, that the rest is incomplete. We don't read, "I will give you partial rest, I'll give you temporary rest," but rest. "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." It's perfect and complete in itself. I wonder whether today you have this rest. Have you come to Jesus? Has he given you perfect and present rest? I pray that many who have never felt that rest would come and have it. Just where you are now, if God enables you to exercise a simple act of faith in Christ, a repentance of your sin before him, he'll give you rest from all your past sins, from all your efforts to save yourselves, a rest that'll be to his glory and will be to your eternal joy. "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.